20 years, yes. Then I joined the Domestic Dwelling Research Group. It was started by an archaeologist called Joan Harding. For family reasons, she didn't want to go abroad, and archaeological jobs are not easy to find in this country. She realized that all the big houses were well documented, but there was nothing to document the cottages or the farms. And so she then went to York University and she read vernacular architecture. Then with four friends, she started this group. By the time I finished doing practical work for them, they had about 150 members. It's still going on. I used to do all the exhibitions for them, two a year. Joan Harding had the most incredible sense of the development of a house. She could walk into a house and she could tell you how it developed. And I always remember one of the first I went to was a moated manor house in Newdigate. And it had a lot of wings, and none of us, we normally go, walk round the house outside, walk round the house inside, have coffee with the owner, and then start deciding how we're going to do it. By lunchtime, either in the kitchen or in the garden, according to the weather, we meet and we all say what we have found and what we think. We were all on this occasion completely nonplussed. We didn't know which was the first. There were so many wings, which was the first one. She said, "Who's walked round the moat?" Well, none of us had. It was quite deep, very narrow path, quite deep, straight down to the moat. She stumped round the moat and she said, "You are stupid. It's obviously that place there." And I realised how little I knew. And I also realised how little I knew when I saw a wonderful college in Arabia, Barway Wazir, and it had been designed by a man with his foot in the sand. And I wondered what I'd been doing 6 years for.